This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jason Leisure's still here.
Hello.
Jason Leisure.
I will fight Chris Emma in Starbucks. I will fight him in a Panera, a Dunkin' Donuts, a Quiznos, a White Hen, a Schlotsky's. Name the time, name the place. I'll be there, Chris Emma.
Sounds good.
There's reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times.
I know if I write something really critical, I'm back in there next day and I will see that person face to face. So I better write responsibly. That doesn't mean pull punches.
No.
But that means what you write needs to be well supported, and it shouldn't be something that you'd have a problem saying to that person's face.
Jason Leisure.
You get out there on the field, but then you love that and the weather's great and it's summertime. Mm-hmm. And you come back to the back of house area. Does it remind you how much you guys need a new stadium?
I don't want to say that. I'm sure it reminds you of that, yeah.
Jason Leisure with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
We love talking ball with Jason Leisure. He joins us now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. The Bears are just finishing up their practice with the starters. Yes, it's a little weird that they would practice after a game, but most of the guys that they know are on the team didn't play yesterday. So, Jason, thanks for joining us. What was the rationale of having practice today?
Well, it was mostly what you just said was that a bunch of these guys didn't get any work Sunday against the Dolphins. I mean, you sat out. There were three first-string players out of 23 that they list as first-string offensive and defensive players. And one was a rookie and two were guys that are in position battles. So, you know, they did a light 70 something play walkthrough with the offense yesterday, basically at Soldier Field before the game. There was plenty. It was reasonable to have them practice after a game. I was surprised, like you were, that they would do that, that they would have a practice after even a preseason game. But considering that none of those guys practiced Sunday in a real way, like played Sunday or practiced Saturday in a real way, it's not that crazy.
What do you think about Ben Johnson's take on this first preseason week of using the joint practice and then the session yesterday morning that he was in charge of directly, and now the practice today? If the idea is to teach the quarterback to see it the way that he sees it, he's deemed this more effective than the more traditional path. What do you think of it?
Well, it's fairly common to take that approach now. That didn't used to be the way, as you're alluding to, Matt, but it's pretty common now when teams have joint practices leading up to a preseason game that none of the starters will play in the game itself. I think this week will be a little bit different because I think this week there's really going to be an emphasis on Caleb Williams planning for an opponent. I think this week is going to be a big week for him in terms of preparation, where he's going to work and study leading up to the joint practice Friday against the Bills and presumably playing at least a little in the preseason game against them on Sunday. It's going to be a lot more like a regular season week in terms of the schedule that they're going to go through, and I think in what they want him to focus on.
You know, what's crazy is that the Bears will end up back on Hard Knocks next week.
Yes, I know. I know.
Are the cameras already there, or are you guys looking forward to catching up with your favorite Hard Knocks production squad people?
Maybe it'll be good, because the Bears, I don't think, will have any control over it.
Well, the first episode of the Bills one was not good, so I have very low expectations on it. It's upsetting how bad it was, but this is kind of where we're at. So what did you think of what was done? Like, to get some of the details on Ben being out there, 87 plays, like that seems like a lot, even for if you were doing a regular practice for Caleb Williams. That seems like a lot of volume for him to dissect, to be able to do that before a game. That's a very interesting way for Ben Johnson to spend his time before he makes his debut as Bears head coach.
Yeah, but I think that's a game. I think he said, you're talking about the practice Sunday morning, yesterday
yes.
morning before the Dolphins game, the kind of offense on air practice. He said Ben Johnson put it as 70-something plays. And if things are going well offensively, you should be running something like 70 offensive plays. So I think there is the, I think that that is smart. It's kind of like hitting the driving range as opposed to actually going and playing around.
Or going to the Topgolf.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go.
I ate a corduroy.
Yeah, I got to be careful over there, though.
Did you guys catch the Case Keenum office reference in the post-game press conference?
No.
Yesterday?
No.
Case Keenum was quoting Ben Johnson, quoting John Elway about something.
I did then, catch that.
And he goes, and he said something like, he quoted himself quoting Michael Scott, quoting Wayne Gretzky. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
That's phenomenal. That's phenomenal.
Do you guys have quotes? Do you have quotes, like famous quotes that you tell yourself to kind of hype yourself up for something, or to try to live by, or to kind of get yourself in the right frame of mind for work or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, I've got like some personal life mantras, but they're more like spiritual and serenity based, frankly. They're not like, well, I don't really have
though. Not historic.
Yeah, they're not historic, and they're not okay. Like, you know, like, ooh, I'm gonna get like a, they're not hype up kind of quotes in that way. Why do you have something, Jason? What do you use?
Well, there's like big picture ones. There's ones like, you know, freely you receive, freely give, or like you know, love your neighbor as yourself, things like that. But on like, if I really need to like get in the right frame of mind for work, I a lot of times will think of the great quotes and orations of Marshawn Lynch.
Just run through a face.
That's one of them. And like all great poets and artists, every Marshawn Lynch quote can mean something different to different people. You can apply it in your own. It's all kind of,
you got to take care of your chickens.
Up for interpretation. That's a good one. I like, I'm about that action, boss. That kind of gets me like, okay, I'm ready to take on whatever this challenge is that I have. Run through somebody's face, like you said, Lawrence. And on the days when you feel like you know, I'm just not into whatever it is I'm doing. And we all have kind of these sluggish days at work. It's I'm just here so I don't get fined.
The Tao of Marshawn Lynch is how you live, huh?
He's a philosopher. I mean, I think that I think any one of those three or four things we just said could be on a needle point.
Help me with the take care of your chicken. Who is the chicken?
Chickens, plural.
So the chickens, like, so if you're like, if you own chickens, you need the eggs.
I think the quote is save your chickens. Like he's trying to make sure that people are saving their money. So, you know.
Okay. Yeah, the context did seem to be financial advice. That's not one that I totally understood, to be honest. And again, that fits in with all of history's great philosophers.
Do hip hop lyrics count?
There's just going to be some things that you don't understand. Chicken.
Yeah, play it again for us, Baby T.
Start taking care of y'all mentals, y'all bodies, and y'all chicken.
Take care of y'all mentals and y'all bodies and y'all chicken. See, so the chicken comes third. All right, I got you. I've been known to occasionally quote Jack Harbaugh. It's a true story.
Okay.
Because Jack Harbaugh used to drive Jim and John around and would turn around and say to them, "Who's got it better than us?" And they'd go, "Nobody." And just locking into that sense of gratitude and excitement to go about your day, I think it's worked quite nicely for those two guys.
I believe I heard that he used to tell his kids also to attack this day with the fury of 1,000 suns.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
I think that's another Jack Harbaugh bit of wisdom.
So there you go.
I often will use Rakim.
Okay.
I start to think, and then I sink into the paper. Like I was ink when I'm writing, I'm trapped in between the lines. I escape when I finish the rhyme. So
I'm gonna have to sit down with that one and think about it. That was strong, though.
I mean, you can't go wrong with Rakim lyrics.
Really how freaked out are you guys about Caleb right now?
I'm not at all.
Freaked
really
out?
Not at all. Okay.
Why should we be? You saw something?
No.
Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Wildfire Restaurants. They celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories.
You can't
drop a bomb like that in the middle of the Bears hit.
I don't know where you think you are. You come in here, you spouting Marshawn Lynch, and then you're like asking us if we're freaked out. How freaked out are you, Leisure?
I'm not. I was just taking the temperature on it. I just wanted to see where you guys were at on it. Since you asked, today's practice was not great. Really, like accuracy issues, pre-snap issues. It was just not a good day in the passing game and their 70-minute workout today.
That's not good to hear.
I don't like hearing that.
No, but none of us like hearing that.
There's still a lot of time here, and
there's really not. I mean, though.
There's still 3 weeks before they would get into a week one mindset, a week one schedule for the Minnesota game. But one thing that I like in this process is that Ben Johnson has been telling us and you, everybody, the truth about it from what it seems like. He's not coming out here telling you it's not as bad as it looks. The thing you're seeing with your own eyes isn't what's actually happening. But he has been very clear that this should look better than it does right now.
All right, look.
And it's definitely a big week for Caleb to kind of take a step forward here.
Jason, there is a conspiracy theory afoot among a certain section of Bears fandom that believes that part of the reason Caleb Williams was held out of game work is so he didn't look bad and didn't have to deal with any of that. Do you believe there's anything to that particular conspiracy theory?
Did you see the Net video? Did you see the Family Fest video? Like, the videos are out there. I don't think that they're super... I don't think that Caleb or Ben Johnson is super sensitive about stuff like that. No. And even if he had been out there, I mean, you saw what Tua did. Tua, you know, it was pretty limited, pretty careful.
Yeah.
It was pretty stripped down.
So what would you like to see going forward that might make you feel better about where things are going with this thing?
It would help if I never saw another delay of game penalty in practice again. And when you listen to Ben Johnson and you listen to the three quarterbacks that are probably going to make the team, Caleb and Case Keenum and Tyson Bagent, every one of them tells you that one of the great things about Ben Johnson's approach is that he gets the play in quick. Tyson Bagent was talking about the experience yesterday of being Ben Johnson's starting quarterback and saying it's so efficient. There is no hesitation. There is no fuzziness to what the play call is. It is in right away. He knows what he wants you to do. He communicates that to you, and you have plenty of time to get to the line. If that is the case, if this hang-up is not on the front end, then we shouldn't be having delay of game penalties on the back end for the Bears.
Jason, you talked to Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams, as you always do, but you also talked to Mike McDaniel. And you wrote about you wrote about Mike McDaniel's experience in grooming a young quarterback and working with a young quarterback. And what did you learn about that that can speak to the Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams experience?
Well, that would be the thing if you if you're listening to this, and when I asked if you're freaked out about Caleb Williams, this might be something that kind of brings you back down to earth here. Mike McDaniel came in similar circumstances into a Tagovailoa's third year. So he was 2 years removed from being the number five overall pick. He'd had totally been coached wrong by Brian Flores in every possible way. And Mike McDaniel had to come in and get Tua to see the game the way he sees it, because you need to know that your quarterback is going to take advantage of the things that you're scheming for while he's out there on his own. And what Mike McDaniel said is, it really requires honest feedback. You have to, from both sides, and that the coach can a lot of times interpret this as, well, when the player kind of barks back at me, he's being overly sensitive. And the quarterback can kind of interpret it as, why is this guy coming at me so hard? Why is he, you know, on me about everything? And they need to understand that if both of them have good intentions of working together, that is all productive. That conflict is crucial to growth. And it just so happened that I was able to talk to Caleb Williams that same day. And I was talking to him about something else for the majority of the conversation. And I said, hey, let me ask you one question before we go about Mike McDaniel. And Mike McDaniel coached Caleb Williams in a camp when Caleb was 14 years old with QB Collective. So he has followed Caleb very closely, and they've kept in touch. They know each other. They really like each other. And I told him what Mike McDaniel said, and Caleb, just before I even finished the question, was just nodding his head vigorously. And what he said about the, to use his word, clashes that he has had with Ben Johnson on the practice field and in meetings was really promising, in the sense of he categorized it, he painted it all the same way that Mike McDaniel did, that this is how we grow. That there was an incident just recently, he didn't give me the details on this, but he said there was something just recently where they had a clash on the practice field, and Caleb was mad and Ben was mad. And when they talked it through later and Caleb saw it on film, he realized he was the one that was wrong. And he said, that's what I needed last year. This is what I was begging for. That's what I've been craving since I've been in the NFL, is that kind of moment where I sit there and say, okay, I get it. I get what you're saying. I see it now. Now I understand something that I didn't understand before we had this argument.
Shout out to Crucial Conflict. Hey, in the middle of the barn. You also had an opportunity to talk with Noah Sewell about what his brother told him about Ben Johnson.
He told him nothing. Yeah, we had Noah Sewell just a few minutes ago.
Who had a great game Sunday, by the way. He was outstanding.
I thought he's had a good camp, but I asked him about that. I wanted to ask him something about what was going so well for him in camp. And so I prefaced it with, it seems like you're having a very good camp. And he kind of gave this face. And so I stopped and I was like, well, do you agree with that? And he was like, 50-50. Like, I don't know. I'd sell myself a little better while they're up there making decisions, man. But so he was asked if his brother had told him anything about the experience of playing for Ben Johnson. And he said no, that his brother was, quote, a little salty about Ben Johnson leaving for the Bears.
Oh, yeah, I love that. I love how salty all those Lions guys are. They know he's good. They know that last year was their real chance, you know, with Ben and with Aaron Glenn. And now both of them leaving. It's like, that's why they were so devastated when that thing went away.
They're still so good. I don't think they're going to just plunge.
I don't think
I'm not saying that you think that, but a lot of people are a lot of people seem to be making that leap, and it's a big loss, both those coordinators. You're right.
It's great to still have the quarterback there. That helps.
And the head coach, by the way.
And the defensive end, heart and soul.
And John Morton has been in the system, so it's not like it's you're just completely going outside of what it is that you've been doing to promote someone.
Yeah. No, it's true. Jason, who jumped out at you yesterday and had a game that you think matters for their role on this team in that preseason game?
Colston Loveland, for one, and I know that he wasn't in very long and he only had the one catch, but no mistakes for him. I think he could learn to play a little faster and he can take advantage of matchups a little more as time goes on. But he did not look overwhelmed at all. Luther Burden, I mean, if the starters don't play, we're really going to be looking at who's vying for backup quarterback and how did the rookies look. So Luther Burden making that play before halftime and having the sense to go out of bounds. I was talking to him afterwards just about that play, and he said he knew, if you guys were watching, they had to put the second back on the clock afterward. But he said, I knew I got out, and I knew before that play, and no one needed to tell me that. No coach emphasized it on the sideline that I knew that if I got the ball, I needed to be very mindful of the clock. He did have a pre-snap mistake, but it's going to take some time for him especially to catch up to everything because he missed a lot of time and he missed the beginning of training camp too on top of off-season practices. And then Kyle Monongai, I mean, just solid. You're looking for these rookies to look like they belong. I don't need any of these guys to go and just do something amazing in a preseason game like we did last year. That's what we're dying for, to see Caleb and Odunze do something like they did against the Bengals. You just want to see these guys look like they belong, and they're playing backups. They're playing mostly second and third stringers, but you just want to see that the progression is there, and hopefully we'll get a chance to see them play first string defense when they play Buffalo.
Your good friend Lawrence Holmes is the premier Kyle Monongai hater.
Clearly.
I mean, like, top notch.
What do you hate about him?
I don't hate anything about him.
Well, what's the downside?
Just reminded my partner that seventh round running backs often get cut. And so
And it's a good point.
It shouldn't be a surprise if he does. And I would say that Kyle had a mixed bag yesterday. I thought he did a great job running the ball. I thought his blitz protection was substandard. And there were two times, one which resulted in a sack on Tyson Bagent, where he got blowed up and looked like he didn't quite belong at the professional level in those two moments.
Yeah, that was Willie Gay, as Kyle just kind of bounced off of Willie Gay. He did. I watched that, and I'm like, oh, maybe Lawrence is right.
And Kyle Monongai would not get nearly the conversation that he's been getting if not for the fact that the Bears are so light at running back.
I agree.
So to your point, Lawrence, they've got DeAndre Swift, who they're not sure if he can give them what they need. We all know how talented he is, obviously. Roschon Johnson is a total question mark because we just didn't even hardly see him last year.
I am a hater. I'm a Roschon Johnson hater.
Kyle Monongai, as a seventh round pick, when you draft running backs in the seventh round, that they're on some teams, on most teams probably, you don't know if that guy will make the team or not. He's going to make it here because they have such a need. And
unless
good for him.
Unless they sign Jamal Williams.
Well, yeah, but I think they want to see where Kyle Monongai can go still.
I'll bet a tasty steak dinner that Kyle Monongai is not getting cut.
So wait, I want to be clear about this.
Yeah, because, tasty steak dinner.
Because my belief is that Kyle Monongai gets cut and then re-signed to the practice squad.
Yeah, no, cut counts.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if they'll be able to stash him, because that's another thing you have to calculate when you're cutting guys is, will we get away with stashing this guy? Because if somebody else calls with a roster spot, he's going.
Mm-hmm. Firehouse? You want to do Firehouse?
No, I want you to cook it. I want you to make it yourself.
You don't want that. I mean, I could do it.
You could do a steak?
Yeah.
No, Firehouse. Firehouse is great.
Firehouse.
Take the black mobile over there?
Yeah, go right over there.
Take the black cave?
Be right there. Get off of 14th Street.
Uh-huh.
It's totally fine.
All right. Ian Wheeler. I thought Ian Wheeler looked pretty good late. He had one long one that got called back, but does he have a shot? Make this team?
It'd be a real long shot. Again, like the conversation we were just having, Matt, if you cut Monongai, what are your chances of being able to stash him?
Yeah.
Versus Wheeler. I think if you cut Ian Wheeler, you'd be able to stash him on the practice squad.
All right.
It's very possible.
Thank you, Jason.
Jason, thanks
for Monongai's setup just speaks, I'll be quick, to how important it is where you land rather than how high you get drafted, because there will be guys drafted ahead of him that don't make rosters because they landed in teams that are just too tough to make.
I appreciate the picture of Spunky Dunkers. Love that place.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I drove past it yesterday dropping my daughter off at my mom's. Yep.
I love that. That's outstanding.
Good donut place in Palatine.
It's phenomenal.
Can we get them sponsoring my segments?
I mean, we can try.
You can try. Yeah. How about you do a little work? Huh? Hey, about that.
Next time you're around there, just go on in and be like, hey
do you know
I do these
I
segments on the score.
Do you have any idea who
they
I think
I am?
A
big deal.
They love your donuts. How about they become a sponsor of my segment?
I love you. You love me. Let's sponsor this.
Let's do this. Work together.
I mean, that's often how radio deals come together.
That's how things work for you. That's not how things work for me.
Someday, though. Jason, let's make a stop on Jason's behalf at Spunky Dunkers. Let's do that.
That's far.
Let's just call him.
Okay. That's far. Chad Feldman, if you're listening, call Spunky Dunkers.
There we go.
He's not, though.
That's his job.
That's the bad part.
We know that.
He's not listening. He's not. Jason, be well. See you soon.
All right, guys. See you later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.